And now, more civil societies, hearing ideas for real change.
Hi, my name's Julie Macken, and what a year. I remember thinking this time last year, well, thank God that year's over. 2017 can't come soon enough. I mean, remember 2016. Donald Trump had just become president. Wages growth just wasn't growing. Last December alone, there were nearly 1,000 people killed in terrorist attacks across the world. And the newly installed Philippines president, Duterte, had just started his nightmarish killing spree under the guise of getting tough on drugs. Every morning, we woke up to the newest tweet from Mr. Trump. And of course, we had our own federal election that saw a very tight result. So tight that the Prime Minister Turnbull spat the dummy on election eve because we didn't give him a big enough majority. 2016 was a terrible year. 2017 was worse. We still have Trump as president. I mean, seriously, those Americans are just too slow off the mark when it comes to impeachment. His tweets are more offensive each time he does them. And we've had a devastating famine and drought in the Horn of Africa. Syria has been torn to pieces as we all watched on. The genocide going on to our north in Myanmar shows little sign of abating. And the global temperature is still climbing because we're all burning more carbon than at any time in history, even though we really don't have another option on this planet. And once we get past 2 degrees, all bets are off. In Australia, wages have still not moved, though that could hardly be surprising given that all of those who are in work are working in a far more atomised state. Gone is our collective bargaining. Gone is our collective negotiation. So unsurprisingly, wages are not shifting. And as a result of the flatlining wages, consumption is down, which means businesses are doing it tough, which means bosses are keen to drive wages down, which means we have less money to buy stuff, which means you can see where this is going, right? And we've just spent close to $12 million trying to work out which of our representatives are actually citizens and which are also citizens of other countries. I just love how they do really sloppy homework and we fund the remediation. Meanwhile, respect and trust in our political system continues to slide because, you know, the politicians themselves don't respect their job and none of them look particularly trustworthy. I'm not even going to go into the detail around either of the Royal Commissions into Don Dale or the one into sexual abuse of kids in religious institutions. The revelations have just been shameful and heartbreaking. The one bright spot I have found in this year is the behaviour and conduct of the refugee men being held on Manus Island over the last 6 weeks. As these poor blokes were deprived of water, sanitation, food, medicine and shelter, and while having to confront the full force of both the PNG Army and police force, they behaved with such discipline, compassion, non-violence and dignity. Frankly, it just really moved me to tears. Then to read that extraordinary letter from the men of Manus Island to the people of Australia in the Saturday paper 2 weeks ago, I felt hope, I felt ashamed. If you haven't read it, just Google Saturday paper and message from Manus and have a read. I felt like I was standing in this extraordinary moment in our history. And it reminded me of something Vaclav Havel, the Czech statesman, writer, dissident, and the first president of the Czech Republic said after Czechoslovakia had been freed from Russian occupation. He said one of the most important things the Czech people could do while living under occupation was to be kind to each other, to say hello to each other in the street, to treat each other with gentleness. Because in this way, the bonds of friendship and community could be cared for and nurtured. And it meant that when the days of freedom did come, they would not be ashamed to look each other in the eye. They would not be ashamed in front of each other. Daily kindness and decency was the most subversive act they could do while living under that terrible occupation. Well, those blokes on Manus Island understood this. They have understood that when we all seem to have failed, we failed them, they understood they really are their brother's keeper. And our own humanity is made up of these small and gentle kindnesses. Whatever 2018 has in it, I'm going to try and remember this, that community and civility and civil society starts with those small kindnesses and decency. Have a great break.
More Civil Societies, every week with Julie Macken and Eva Cox.